Hi, welcome to WebCamps TV. I'm your host, Brady Gaster, and today we're here with Maciej Skierkowski. I know I just butchered that, too.
Maciej
Skierkowski. And Maciej has a history with Microsoft. He worked here 5 or 6 years, I believe you said.
Yeah.
And he was first an intern with Microsoft, and then he came on full-time and worked on the Azure Service Bus and ACS stuff. So he's no stranger to our cloud technology. Since then, he's gone on and begun working with a company called AppFog. And as you're going to begin to hear a lot more about in the next couple days, we have this product called Windows Azure Websites. It runs on top of Azure now. And AppFog is one of our new partners. So he's going to introduce what AppFog can do for you if you're a PHP developer or any other developer, and kind of walk through the process and talk a little bit about their products, and we'll take it from there.
Cool.
With that, I'll turn it over to you and kind of let you do your thing.
Yeah, so the company AppFog itself has been around now for well over a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Series A funding at the very beginning of last year, so been around since then. When we first launched, it was all about PHP and was PHP Fog. And so if you go to appfog.com, you can actually see kind of the PHP Fog and AppFog there. So we've picked up a lot of traction with the PHP community. I mean, we've been expanding very aggressively. And then in kind of fall of last year, we actually got the Series B funding, and we decided, you know what, we should expand our horizons and change the company name to AppFog, launched a new service called AppFog, which is, this is what we're going to be talking about today, is AppFog itself. And so unlike PHP Fog, AppFog supports, it's just a poly in every aspect of
mm-hmm.
it. So it's a polyglot, so it supports a lot of different languages. It's also poly IaaS, meaning it actually runs on a variety of different infrastructure as a service providers.
Cool.
And also with PHP Fog, it was all about PHP and MySQL. AppFog also supports a variety of other types of kind of database backend. So it also includes things like Mongo, Redis, MySQL, and everything that you can pretty much imagine. So,
excellent.
So poly in every way.
excellent. So you guys have kind of got started with PHP, but since then you've definitely evolved out in mm-hmm. other different technologies. And with the introduction of Windows Azure Websites, it seems like a perfect fit for you guys mm-hmm. to kind of sit on top of Azure. Is that kind of
Yeah, that's
right?
Exactly right. So
okay.
As we were talking about the different types of infrastructures, service providers we'd like to work with, obviously Azure came up. I worked on the team, so
right. Makes sense.
Seemed pretty natural. So what we wanted to do was actually do that type of integration as well so that Azure becomes one of the options where you can host your applications. And being able to take an application and deploy it to one specific place, you can do that, and you could go directly into Azure. And so you're like, well, why would you use AppFog? So one of the pieces of a really interesting technology that we have built is also the ability to take your application, be able to basically move it around different infrastructure service providers. So typically, somebody might start an application, build it on AWS. We, on the other hand, make it possible for you to be able to take the whole application and say, you know what, I want it on Azure, let's take this whole thing and move it right over here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's exactly what we have done. We've built this technology. Actually, it was very much inspired by Microsoft, and be able to do this for Microsoft is to be able to actually make that possible, because we really want to enable that scenario.
So. Fantastic. So this is the website. You can go to appfog.com.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that there's an administration console where we can go in and kind of create apps and mm-hmm. do what we want to do. You want to give us kind of a tour of that?
Yeah, sure. So the sign-up process is actually really easy. Username. Username and password. This is kind of the landing page, but what you can do is I'll actually just take you directly to that console. So this is kind of the marketing page, but if you want to go in and start managing stuff, you can just go to console.appfog.com. It takes a moment.
Cool.
Yeah, and at this point, so with your username and password, this is where you can log in. I'm going to go ahead and use my old account. As you can see, it's still on a PHP Fog.
So existing PHP Fog users are obviously migrated over to the AppFog.
Yeah, exactly. So right now we're starting off, both PHP Fog and AppFog are going to be side by side. AppFog is becoming a superset of it, but mm-hmm. at the moment there are two parallel products. We're going to make it possible to be able to basically do a push button migration from one to the other. Turns out same way that we do a push button migration between different infrastructure service providers.
Gotcha.
So I've logged into my account. This is basically the main app console. So as I was mentioning before, we support a lot of different types of applications and services, and so there's two different tabs on here that you can see for apps and services. This is my account, and I think everybody at the company, and I know that Microsoft is a huge believer in dog fooding, but I think I have a couple dozen different sites that I'm running, actually, either on AppFog or PHPFog itself.
Okay.
So here's some small projects that I've been working on. And so what you'll see on here is the little logos for different technologies that I've been working with, including a Ruby. It's probably a Ruby on Rails app or Sinatra app. You have just a plain old Node, and then PHP mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. So there's different ones that I'm currently playing with.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then we can look into the... Actually, let's make it more interesting and instead start by creating a new application.
Cool.
Yeah. So here's the very first step in creating a new application. This is kind of one of my favorite parts because it's just like, a whole bunch of little stickers of
right.
different... It's like the back of people's laptops
right.
with all the different technologies
right.
they like. So here's a listing of the different ones that we currently support. So these are the ones that we have actually built ourselves, and these are available. So there are two different things that you have to understand. There's the runtimes. There's Ruby as a type of runtime. PHP might be a type of runtime. But on top of that, you also have different types of frameworks. So, Ruby has things like Sinatra and Rails.
Mm-hmm.
And each of the different languages have their own types of frameworks. So here you're actually selecting a combination between these runtimes and frameworks that you support.
Gotcha.
And there are also fully baked applications. And here you'll see the WordPress as well as Drupal as, sites that you can actually get started with. What's really cool about this is, so this is the stuff that we have built, and we made it available to our customers directly. You can actually go to our GitHub page, and every single one of these is completely open source. So you can go in, and if you want to add your own, whatever that may be, you can actually, add it to our GitHub repo, and we can migrate right back in here.
Awesome.
And we're going to continue expanding on that functionality.
And I think you have that page pulled
yes.
up right here.
Yep. So if you just go to github.com/appfog, you're going to see a whole lot of projects on here. These are all the different. So there are tools that we also open source for working with AppFog. Like one of the ones that you see on here is the AppFog command line tool. But there are also all the different what we call jump starts are also in here.
Cool.
Yep.
So this kind of help you get started. And you guys do accept pull requests. So if I were to go out and customize
absolutely.
Something,
oh. absolutely. Yeah. So we take pull requests. We've done the same thing with PHPFog, and we've had this functionality in PHPFog since from the very start. And a lot of those we've basically been working with the community, and they've contributed a lot.
Nice.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So now I'm going to select the PHP WordPress site, and since this is based on PHP, there are different types of infrastructure service providers that may or may not support PHP. And so I'm going to scroll down to this next step, and what you see on here are two different options. So we're going to be building a lot more, but right now, just for the sake of this demo, we have both Azure and AWS.
Cool.
So these are two different ones that we provide. And for this, I'm going to select Amazon for sure. Yeah, so now it's going through the process of actually creating this application. Some of the steps, so what it does is because the project itself is on GitHub, it actually pulls that from GitHub. We have a cache of this, so it's not really slow, but what it does, it pulls it from GitHub, it sets up the application in AppFog itself, and then it starts provisioning the necessary resources with the infrastructure service provider, and then eventually it takes that application after it's completed setting everything up and deploys it. And one of the steps in here that you may have noticed is the binding a service. So
mm-hmm.
where we define that in GitHub, where we define that application, one of the components in there is also defining the dependencies with respect to what services it requires. And because it's in this case, it was a WordPress site, it has a dependency in MySQL. And so it actually recognizes this. And when we go into the services tab, one of the things you'll notice on here is that it also created a new database for us, a new MySQL database, and it did what's called binding. So it took that database and it took that application and binded them together. So you can, it allows you to basically create a whole lot of services, whatever you need, and a lot of applications, and it's kind of a many-to-many relationship between
nice.
Them, so you can bind them.
And the experience yep. is exactly the same if you were to have selected the Azure option.
Absolutely. So this entire process, I'm going through AWS, but this entire process works exactly the same way with Azure.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So some of the components, there's a lot of standard different things that you can do on here. First one is the mission control. So the mission control is basically kind of the the HQ of your application, being able to actually scale your resources. So the number of instances that's running on, as well as kind of the memory utilization, start, stop your application. And then right at the very bottom, we also show some statistics. Currently, they appear unavailable, but it might actually still be spinning this up. But it actually shows you all the different instances and kind of the resources that it's using.
Excellent. So, yep. Cool. And you mentioned earlier when we were talking about the different features, you mentioned something that will probably be one of our favorite features. I think it's in the clone window over there.
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's see that feature and how that might work.
Yep. So, as we were mentioning, one of the capabilities that we have is being able to run on these different environments. But what's really exciting is being able to take that application that's running in one environment and be able to literally bundle the whole thing up and move it over. And so this is, with everything that we do, we try to make it really simple. So when you one of the tabs on here is this clone tab, and what you can do on here is you can actually, so this application is currently running on AWS, which is why I selected it before, but now you can actually select Azure, give it a new host name. And this time we'll call it Azure.
Cool.
Yep. Yeah, so it's that simple, and we can actually start that cloning process.
Cool.
Yeah, so in a moment we'll be able to actually see that in the new page. But yeah, so through this process it actually takes a whole application, bundles it, including the metadata, and deploys it.
Moves it all over.
Yep.
So when I come out here, if I want to be an AppFog user who uses Azure, let's say I've already got an Azure account, is there somewhere that I have to go in here and actually say, like, here's my Azure credentials or whatever?
Yeah, so this is... With everything that we do is we try to make absolutely everything simple. And so one of the things when we're talking to customers, a lot of it is around user experience. And what people a lot of times don't realize what user experience is, it also includes that billing model.
Right.
So what we're doing is, which I'm very excited about, is that billing model that we have done is just absolutely like revolutionary with respect to platform as a service. Because you can go in, you can get a free account. With this free account, you can deploy to any infrastructure as service providers. That's really cool because if you actually look at the pricing between all these different providers, each of them provide like this huge form that you have to fill out to figure out whether your costs are going to be.
Right.
We have actually completely abstracted all that away. So you have a very simple model. It doesn't matter which data center you're deploying to, which infrastructure service provider. You can use absolutely any of them and you can deploy it without a problem.
So, nice. Yep. So this is sort of a facade on top of everything.
Absolutely.
Almost.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you never your billing relationship is going to be with us. The fact that you can deploy it to Azure, the fact that you can deploy it to AWS or anywhere else, OpenStack providers. We're going to be adding support actually to be able to run it on your own systems as well.
Excellent.
So, yep.
Excellent. So this is going to be strong for a lot of the community outside of the .NET programming community. Stuff that previously was not available on Azure in the past, and you had to go to AWS or you had to go over here or wherever. Now you're going to have the ability to just use AppFog and deploy your app, and whenever you're ready to put it on our cloud, you can just push it on over.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah. That's fantastic. This is really exciting. It's going to be a really strong partnership, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Is there anything else you want to show us?
So there's a couple of really interesting decisions that we made in the process. When we decided to pivot to creating AppFog, we had to figure out, okay, what technology are we going to use to actually enable this?
Mm-hmm.
And this was right around the time that Cloud Foundry started picking up steam. They just had announced it, private beta. So we get our hands on this, and we had a partnership. We have a partnership with VMware for Cloud Foundry itself. Mm-hmm. So we basically decided to... The core of this product, meaning kind of the middle layer, we use Cloud Foundry to implement this.
Nice.
What this means for us and for our customers is the fact that all the different endpoints that they use are API compatible with Cloud Foundry because they're using Cloud Foundry. And what that includes is that actually includes Azure itself.
Excellent.
Now, this is actually really awesome because Cloud Foundry itself is open source, and even though it's still relatively early, we've seen a lot of traction being picked up in the open source community, and a lot of people are building a lot of really supporting tools around it. Some of the things is they started building clients for this. So, for example, the Eclipse IDE.
Mm-hmm.
There's you can actually snap in. So a lot of this stuff that you can manage here, you can actually use from within Eclipse, and you can just plug it into AppFog, which then allows you to manage even stuff in Azure if you'd like.
Wonderful.
Right?
Wonderful.
Yeah. And the other part of it is because of this, the different types of runtimes that we support. So what we have done, because our background was in PHP, we added the PHP support into the open source Cloud Foundry project. But at the same time, there are a lot of other companies that are really good at other languages and other runtimes. So they contributed that to Cloud Foundry. And that's how we are able to actually offer so many different platforms without us having to actually implement absolutely everything.
Nice.
And one of the other tools that I'm actually really proud of is something that I did kind of over a weekend is I actually built an iPhone app. So you can there's a iPhone AppFog app, and with that you can do exactly everything that you can see on here and see all the different details, be able to manage your application, view the stats, and again, it works with Azure.
All from your phone?
Absolutely.
Cool. Yep. Is that an HTML5 app or actually a native app?
That one is actually a native app.
Cool.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're hiring, so we'd love to get somebody who can who can do HTML5, and we're going to try to make this a little bit more web compatible as well.
Nice.
Yep.
That's awesome. Well, this is a really exciting time, not only for Azure, but obviously for AppFog as well. You'll start to hear a lot more about these partnerships and the different stuff that you can do on top of Windows Azure websites and all the great features that we're adding to Azure. You'll be hearing about that a lot over the next few days or weeks. And I can also say that we have a series of dev camps coming up all over the world. Let me actually pull up the site real quick, devcamps.ms. And the site we'll actually go to is the Azure Dev Camps. And I'll go to schedule real quick, so you can see all the different stuff that we have coming up. You can see that we're going to be in Canada, and then we're going to be in Argentina, Brazil, Australia, everywhere. We're going to go all over the world showing you all these great new features. So feel free to go out to the devcamps.ms site and see if we're coming to a town near you, and if so, you'll want to be there and hear about all these great features. But I don't have anything else.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody has any kind of feedback or questions, I mean, they're welcome to shoot us an email. My personal contact information is available. So
nice. Yep. And the site's appfog.com. So go out there and check it out and set yourself up with an account. If you already have an account, learn the clone feature because it's a good one. So, thanks a lot for your time for coming up from Portland today.
Absolutely.
Cool. Take care, guys.
Yep.